This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been in the market for a new car of late, you've probably picked up on a trend or two. You might have even been a trend participant if you were shopping for a car or an SUV, as more and more consumers are. That's trend number one, bigger cars. The bigger the car, of course, the bigger the price tag, trend number two, both of which, as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, help explain the drop in new car sales that automakers are reporting for the first half of the year.
New car and truck sales in the US are expected to drop below 17 million vehicles this year for the first time since 2014.
This has been an unprecedented expansion, and we knew it had to end at some point.
Michelle Krebs, analyst at Auto Trader, says during the Great Recession, people put car purchases on hold, and we've been playing catch-up since then. But now?
The pent-up demand from the Great Recession has been pretty much sopped up.
GM's U.S. sales are down 4%, Ford's are down 3%, Fiat Chrysler's declined 2% this year so far. Foreign automakers show similar numbers. And while mortgage interest rates might be low, auto loan rates are relatively high at the moment, says Chris Hobson of IHS Market.
Consumers are facing higher interest rates than they were in the previous 2 years or 3 years.
That makes the bigger, more expensive crossovers and SUVs, which people want, even less affordable. Used car sales are seeing a bump, says longtime auto analyst Rebecca Lindland. And precisely because of those strong recent sales and leases which are now being turned in, there are plenty of options.
You can have a really, really nice 2014, 2015 model year vehicle, and it's two-thirds of the price of a new car.
Bucking trends, as usual, Tesla reported a record quarter, selling 95,000 cars in the last 3 months. But the road ahead is likely to be bumpy for the whole auto industry and its global supply chain, as fears loom over tariffs and trade wars. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.